Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful Shabbos. So to start the week off with continuing with our Tehillim, we're in the second chapter of Tehillim. And I want to focus today on the seventh Pasuk. Again, this Tehillim is Lama Rog Shugayim, which is David HaMelech describing the end of the world and Gog Magog and Mashiach, and why is it that all the nations attack the Jewish people. And he describes how Yoshim Ba'amayim Yishchak, Hashem Lag Lamay, which is that, Hashem laughs, and all these people that are trying to attack us. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this in Pasuk Zayin, Al Sapra El Choyk Hashem Amar Elai B'ni Ata. Hashem decrees and says, you are my son. Hayoyim Yiladaticha. Ani Hayoyim Yiladaticha. I gave birth to you today. And then the next Pasuk says, Shal Mimeni Ve'enna. Ask of me and I will give you. Goyim Nachlasecha. I'll give you nations in your inheritance. So, I want to focus today on these three words. Is Ani Hayoyim Yiladaticha. Today I gave birth to you, says Hashem to David HaMelech, or to the Jewish people, different Mepharshim, but today I give birth to you. So what does that really mean? So I want to just take a few minutes to talk about a very interesting, it's not really halacha, I guess it's a shtickle halacha, of what's the perspective of birthdays? And we'll see why. Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter felt that this pasuk is alluding to that, of Ani Hayoyim Yiladaticha, Shal Mimeni Ve'ateinah. So, when it comes to the concept of celebrating birthdays, there was a great debate amongst the Poskim of whether it's basically a Jewish concept or not. Now, obviously, just to make it clear, I'm discussing only Hebrew birthdays. The English, the Gregorian calendar, that's obviously not a Jewish thing, and that's nothing. But a Jewish birthday, is there anything to celebrate the Jewish birthday? So, the first source of a birthday in Tanakh is the Pasuk says, in Bereshis Perek Mem Pasukhov, it describes Paroi's birthday. It says Vaibiyam Ashlishi Yoim Hailedis is Paroi Vyas Mishtal Cholavodov. That it was on the third day and it was Paro's birthday and they made a party. Rashi says, Yoim Leidasa, it was his birthday. So there were some Svarim, there were some Paiskim, including the Munkach Rebbe in Divri Torah Chelikesim in Peches. I just run through this quickly, I don't want to spend too long on this. Also the Kovna Rav of Yisrael Chanan, it's brought down Oitzer Komen Hagi Yeshur, Nashmatas Oitzer Dalid. And also the Aderes in Nefesh David, they all felt very strongly that celebrating birthdays is not a Jewish thing. There's no validity to it, there's no concept to it. And they said the very fact that the first reference of it is the fact that Paro made a birthday party shows that it's not a Jewish concept. Okay, so there were some Rabbanim that were against it. However, many, many Hasidish Rabbanim, first and foremost, I would say, is the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal. He was very into celebrating birthdays. And he pointed to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah Per Gimel Halacha Ches, regarding the attack of Amalek, we know that the Amalek attacked the Jewish people and it was a very aggressive attack. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Amalek Koshvin Hayu. Amalek were sorcerers, they were wizards. Mahayoi, so what did they do to make the battle so aggressive? Hayamaimid bnei Adam b'yam gunusya shaloi, loimar loi b'mehera Adam noifil b'yam gunusya shaloi. They would have it that every soldier, you could only attack in that battle if it was your birthday. So each day they would have a different group of soldiers that would attack, and it was Dafka people that would attack on their birthday, because they said they know that a person does not get injured on their birthday. So what's the pshat? And the Medrash, the Yerushalmi continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Amaleki were attacking and it was their birthdays, that's obviously that's a very strong day for a person. So in order for the Jewish people to overcome Amalek, he had to change the constellations to make it no longer their birthday. It's a very interesting Yerushalmi, you can check it on your own. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Svadia is Tavshim Memches Chela Gimel Daf Kuf Nun Hei, has a whole Arichos where he discusses this at length, and he basically explains like this. The concept of a birthday is the same way, let's say you're 20 years old, so that means 20 years before, the day that you were born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about it and decided that there's a certain tachlis that you have, there's a certain purpose to your existence, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about all that you could accomplish and decided, today it's kedai to bring this person into existence. So too it is, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, every year on your Hebrew birthday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewed. That notion of why you're here is renewed, and Hashem reevaluates in a positive way and reaffirms that there's a purpose to you. And the same intention that Hashem had years before when He decided to create you for the first time, so too it is that feeling is renewed every single year on your birthday. He says the very fact that we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? It's the birthday of the Merishan. That's what it is. It's the first day of people. And every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, we know, he says, Hashem says, Ana Emlech, I want to be king again. Meaning that feeling that Hashem had 5,780 years ago, that he wanted to be king and he wanted to have people, that's renewed every year on the birthday of Adam Arishan. Rav Tzadik adds in Kuntres Divri Chaloimis, Ois Chof, that he says that a person should not be worried about dying on his birthday. Nothing bad will happen to you on your birthday, because the day of your birthday, there's a tremendously strong amount of mazel coming your way. He points out that we're big tzaddikim. We know that big tzaddikim died on their birthday. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech. So he says, for such tzaddikim that were on that level, death was an elevation. So it was considered a good thing. But for the average person, where death means gehenim, punishments, le'aleinu, it's considered a negative. At least it has a negative quality to it. Therefore, a person does not have to be concerned about his birth, about anything bad happening on his birthday. The point is, the Rebbe says that you see from this concept of a Jewish birthday that because it's a day that your mazel is renewed, therefore it's a day that you'll have good mazel, that you should daven. It's a day that you should give, that you should receive brachas. Giving brachas, people also do, but you should daven. You should add tehillim, add tzedakah. You should reevaluate what you do in your life and try to add to it. But it's a very chash of a day. It's a day that's mesugal for you to ask bakashas. You should daven. And it's a day that is opportune for your tefillas to be answered. So says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, all of this is alluded to in this pasuk. The pasuk says, Ani hayoyim yiluditicha. Today I gave birth to you. Meaning it's your birthday. What's the next pasuk? Sha'al mimena v'teina, ask of me and I will give you. Meaning because it's your birthday, this is a drasha on the pasuk. Because it's your birthday, sha'al mimena v'teina, ask of me and I will give you. So I just want to add one more pshat, and then Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue on to future prakim and tehillim. But I'll mention another aside that I think is true. I never saw it anywhere inside. Rav Gamliel Rabinowitz alludes to it but doesn't really speak it outright. But David HaMelech says, Ani hayoyim yiluditicha, that today is, Hashem says, today is your birthday. So what David HaMelech is telling us is that we have to realize and appreciate that Hashem loves each one of us, each and every one of us, as if we are newborn babies. That Hashem looks at us as if it's our first day on creation. What does that mean? So like this, we know that a child, once he hits a certain age, once a child's 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, you can already play with it. Like that's like the fun age, where the baby can laugh, and the baby can grab your nose, and he could play. And the baby can, so to speak, give back to the parents, where the parents can receive from that relationship. But when a baby is a day old, the relationship is 100% one-sided. The baby gives nothing back. The baby just takes. The baby doesn't give anything to the parents. So you could ask yourself, why is it that the parents love a one-day-old? I understand why a parents love a year-old baby, because the baby's fun, it's cute. But a day-old baby, what is the love based on? So we all know this, that the love that a parent has for a day-old baby is innate. It's not based on something the child can give. It's not based on what the child's done, but who they are. So too, David HaMelech is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, Ani hayoyim yiluditicha, that Hashem looks at every one of us as if we're a day-old baby, meaning His love for us is not necessarily dependent on what we do. While what we do helps, just like when a baby is cute and fun, it definitely helps the relationship, but that's not what the relationship is contingent on. So too, each and every one of us, while it's very beneficial and it's our avoda of life to do mitzvahs, and to avoid doing averus, and that definitely helps the relationship. That's not what the relationship is based on. And therefore, even if a Jew, le'aleinu, has not performed mitzvahs the way he should, or he has done averus, unfortunately, the relationship is not severed. Ani hayoyim l'deticha, just like the love of a father and a mother for a day old is beyond intellect and beyond rationale, it's a love that comes from the deepest part of their soul. It's not based on what the child does, but who he is. So too, this is the love that Hashem has for every Jew. He loves us for who we are, even if we haven't acted in a way that would earn His love is everlasting. That's what David HaMelech is telling us, Ani hayoyim yiluditicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zeichet to understand what this relationship means, we should be zeichet to appreciate the love that Hashem has for us, and when we all appreciate this, we'll continue to work on that relationship, and if we all work on the relationship in the proper way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Sha'am yimena v'teina, ask of me and I will give you, Ani hayoyim yiluditicha, we should be zeichet to have a good day and a good week, and we should be zeichet to the gula amitas, meher v'yaminu, amen.